Daniel in Wisconsin is doing some work on a deck. Tell us what you're doing.
I have some 4x4 posts that are support structure posts that have warped, and I want to take them out and replace them. And what I want to do is get an idea from you guys if there's any product out there that I could replace these posts with that would cure some of this warping so it wouldn't happen again.
Well, is it a 4x4 post?
Correct.
Yeah, they do tend to twist and warp a lot. How long are they?
I would say 8 feet, four below the deck and four above.
Okay. And you want to use like one piece and have it go right sort of through the deck and become part of the railing structure?
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know that you're going to have any luck finding any better 4x4s. It's kind of a condition that these things at that size twist a lot. If you were to upgrade to a 6x6 and do a different kind of railing, you would have a lot less twisting.
Okay.
But a 4x4 is very, very famous for twisting and cracking and checking. I've seen these things, you know, twist 15, 20 degrees. It's almost like they're rotating. In fact, one time I was putting in a railing system where they had to be covered by a PVC sleeve, and we could not get the sleeve over the 4x4 because it had twisted. We ended up having to plane the 4x4 down all the high spots so that we could slide the sleeve for the railing system on top of it.
Okay.
So with that length 4x4, you're going to find a lot of twist. If you'd like to have less twist, you're going to have to use a 6x6.
Okay. Second question. This deck was put in for a hot tub on top, and the original construction person used 20-inch on center spacing. Now, the deck boards themselves have warped because of that, because they didn't have the appropriate support.
Because it wasn't close enough for the hot tub.
It was support for the hot tub, but the spacing, see, we've taken the hot tub off now, and the boards themselves, the decking boards, have warped. And what I want to do is, I'm asking your question, what size board should I put in between this 20-inch on center? Should I use like a 2x6, 2x8?
That's a really odd size, but you should definitely be able to do okay with a 2x6 because, you know, 2x6 could go 24 on center. So I would do a 2x6. And by the way, if you've only got a couple that are warped or cracked, you could pop them up and flip them over and screw them down the next time because the back side will typically be in almost perfect condition.
Okay.
Save some money.
Okay. Yeah, I got to get after it, and it's going to be a nice-looking thing once I get it done. I appreciate you guys.
You're very welcome, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.